No.
Would you, here's the other one. Would you make sure that you exchange that one? Oh.
Always nice to see you.
You know, Multnomah County is not wearing that. Have you seen Ted in the last? He never comes to meetings with ties on. No, and neither is Jeff. I think he did say he had a talk, though, by your mother from your mother. Because she watched him one day. Yes. The cell phone. You talking about these four? Yeah. Okay. But we have to get through the budget stuff first, though. Oh. Portland City Council will come to order. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams.
Here.
Fish.
Here.
Leonard. Saltzman. Potter.
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which lobbying entity they are authorized to represent. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Item 905, adopt budget adjustment recommendations and the minor supplemental budget for the fiscal year 2007-08 spring budget adjustment process and make budget adjustments in various funds.
Is there public testimony? Oh, go ahead. Excuse me, Casey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Council, Casey Short, Financial Planning Manager. We have the usual end-of-year spate of budget actions to take care of today. I know you have other business to take care of, so I'll be as brief as I can. The item before you on this one is the spring bump. This is a relatively non-controversial item, I think. There are new requests, $5.2 million from contingency, along with a good number of carryover requests. Most of the contingency is for the compensation set aside, and there are additional requests. The three of significance there are releasing the $700,000 for what was Park Block 5 and now is or will be Simon and Helen Director Park. And the two items that the council considered earlier this year on setting aside funds for the Salvation Army move and the pawn shop database. The major policy item outside of that is transferring funds from OMF, taking savings that OMF has realized in its other operations in the general fund and directing them toward the Enterprise Business Solution Project. That's all my prepared remarks. If there are any questions, I will, of course, be happy to answer them.
Any questions from the commissioners? Thank you.
Oh.
Did you have one?
I think I did. Is now the time to ask or later about the wellness program?
I suppose that would depend on whether you want to do something in the current year's budget or next year's budget. I think probably next year, and that would be more likely under the consideration of the 08-09 budget, which comes later.
And your recommendation to wait is based on?
If you're dealing with making an additional appropriation or dealing with something that's going to happen next fiscal year, then I would think that discussion would come under the discussion of next fiscal year. If you want to talk about it now, I'm not going to tell you when you can and can't say something, Commissioner Adams.
I'll wait.
Thank you, sir.
Was anybody signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Is anybody here who wishes to address this issue? It's an emergency. Please call the vote.
Adams?
I don't think so.
Well, I want to take this opportunity to thank Casey and Ken and the entire team for this year's budget process. I really appreciate all your work. It's a lot of work. And I look forward to our future adventures together ahead. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, I also want to thank everybody from OMF and FPD who worked very hard with us to get to this point. So thank you. Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 906.
Adopt the fiscal year 2007-08 spring major supplemental budget in the amount of $112,195,486 and make budget amendments in four funds.
This item is largely technical, even though it's a big bunch of money. The major supplemental budget under the terms of state budget law, if a fund changes, increases appropriations by more than 10%, it has to go through a separate process from what we just went through for the spring bump, hold a hearing with the Tax Supervising and Conservation Commission, which was held yesterday, and so it comes before you today for approval. The four funds are the Golf Fund, the Parks Trust Fund, Federal Grants Fund, and the Sewer Construction Fund. Of that $112 million, $107 million of it is related to Environmental Services, which is recognizing additional fund balance to pay some bond issuance costs, and the remainder of that money is dropping to the fund's contingency. So as I said, these, even though this is a large number, the items here are pretty much all technical in nature.
Questions from the commissioners? Is anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
No one signed up.
Okay, it's an emergency. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Please read the 2:15 time certain.
Item 907, conduct a proposed use hearing on state shared revenue.
This hearing is being held by the City Council of Portland, Oregon, in compliance with the provisions of the State Revenue Sharing Regulations, ORS 221.770. It's to allow citizens to comment on the proposed use of these funds in conjunction with the annual budget process as proposed for council adoption. The fiscal year 2008-2009 budget anticipates receipts totaling $4,734,942 from state revenue sharing under ORS 221.770. As has been the case in prior years, it is proposed that this revenue be allocated in equal parts to support fire prevention and police patrol services. So with that, I'll turn it over to Casey.
This is just a public hearing on this item, Mr. Mayor, so this yes. Needs to see if anyone is here to testify.
Okay. Do we have a sign-up sheet on this?
I did, and no one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to address this issue? Okay.
So the next item is the resolution to certify the state shared revenues.
Please read the item 908.
Certify that certain services are provided by the city to establish eligibility for state shared revenues.
And likewise, did anybody sign up for this one?
Did not have a sign-up sheet for that one.
It's a resolution. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
I'm sorry, Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
That's the way it used to be, right? Exactly. So he came along.
Best of all, voting. Please read 909.
It's time we brought Oni into this.
Where does Judith Mallory when we need her?
Yeah.
909. Elect to accept funds from the state of Oregon under the state revenue sharing program for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2008 and ending June 30, 2009.
Casey.
This is the last of these three items fulfilling the requirements of state law that you need to do in order to receive state shared revenue from alcohol and tobacco taxes. This is pretty routine, and it's required for the city to receive these funds.
It's an emergency. Please call the vote.
Adams.
This is our portion of the sin taxes. Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye.
Please read item 910.
Close the Public Safety Fund and rename the Federal Grants Fund.
Casey.
Council adopts funds, creates and disposes of funds by ordinance. This would provide for two funds to change for the 08-09 budget. One is to eliminate the public safety fund, which was created a number of years ago, and its need has lapsed, and the resources from that are going into the emergency communication fund. The other is to change the name of the federal grants fund to the grants fund, because it's going to be broader in scope than just dispensing federal grants in the coming year, particularly with the new enterprise business solution project.
Questions? Is anyone signed up to testify on this matter?
I did not have a sign-up sheet for this.
Is there anyone here? Excuse me.
So that last part about, can you say that last part again about the Enterprise Business Fund?
It's not a fund, Commissioner. Under the protocols and the way that the new system is going to work, the way money flows through from federal and state grants is going to be treated a little differently, and so it's going to broaden the use of that fund.
Thank you.
Did you say there was anybody to sign up to testify?
I did not have a sign-up sheet.
Anybody here who wished to address this issue? It's an emergency. Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Yes.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read item 9-11.
Adopt the annual budget of the city and establish appropriations for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2008 and ending June 30, 2009.
This is the meat of the business, to adopt the budget for the coming fiscal year. I'd like to just summarize the changes that are in the adopted from what the council approved earlier this month. First is to recognize an additional $625,000 in ongoing funds that we determined were available in doing our final balancing of the approved because of issues related to accounting for funds for the PFFA settlement, the Portland Firefighters settlement that the council concluded earlier this month. The disposition of those funds has been discussed, and the determination has been that we would include in the adopted budget, we would restore $503,000 to the Fire Bureau to restore a rescue unit that had been cut in the approved. We would restore the final $94,000 out of the $2.7 million backfill to parks for the parks levy, and add $28,000 of ongoing replacing one-time money for the Office of Human Relations. In addition to recognizing those additional funds and disposing of those, other significant program changes are to recognize reduction in grant revenue from the Housing and Community Development block grants and the home fund for the Bureau of Housing and Community Development. And those funds are covered with additional funds that the council did put in to cover COLA adjustments for providers in the approved budget. The funding for the One-Stop Domestic Violence Center has been moved from a special appropriation to Commissioner Saltzman's office. We're anticipating this will be temporary, pending a determination of where organizationally that program is going to be housed. Reducing the rainy day reserve by $150,000 from $5 million to $4.85 million, and that $150,000 will go $75,000 to PDOT for work on the North-Northeast Killingsworth study and program, and $75,000 for youth violence prevention grants. The other thing is to move the international relations position from government relations back to the mayor's office. In other funds, there's a reduction in contingency for the parking facilities fund, no net change to the fund, and reducing a couple of capital projects in the water fund or in the water bureau to provide funding for the Emergency Coordination Center. Among technical adjustments, we're moving the school's family housing appropriation from special appropriations to BHCD. That's $500,000 for rent assistance. And there are some carryovers from the spring bump that we are appropriating in this budget, so the money will be available immediately on the 1st of July. That's for human relations, street access for everyone, and the local public safety coordinating council. Finally, there are a couple of changes to budget notes, but those are just technical to implement the changes that we're proposing be made for the rainy day fund and items that are funded with ongoing money that had heretofore been proposed for funding with just one-time money. With that, I will answer any questions and address Commissioner Adams' concern about the wellness program.
Please proceed.
You asked at the budget approval for some work to be done on increasing the amount of funding for the wellness program in the Bureau of Human Resources up to $250,000. BHR has prepared a proposal for how those funds would be administered if they were made available, and I sent those to you. I think it was when you were out of the country, Commissioner. If the council were to choose to appropriate these funds today for 0809, that would require amending what's before you today to take those funds probably out of either the rainy day fund where there is some unallocated money, or reduce the contingency. I would be reluctant to recommend reducing the general contingency because that's small. I think the alternative would be to consider this in the context of the spring of the fall bump, if you wanted to consider it more then. But that's council's call.
And we can't. What I had suggested was the overhead model, so that the enterprise bureaus were paying for part of it.
In the technically in the structure of the overhead model, the way it works these days is that this is following some recommendations from some outside consultants that we had look at this 3 or 4 years ago. In the first year, if we allocate funds to overhead, so the rest of the bureaus pay a proportional share along with the general fund, those don't come into play for another year hence, because we set the overhead amount early in the year, last fall, for 0809. We give the bureaus that number, and we stick with that number. And if there's any changes to overhead in the first year, the general fund has to absorb it. They pick it up later as time goes on, but in the first year, the general fund has to absorb it.
I'm fine with setting over consideration or delaying consideration until the fall bump, but this is one of those sort of boring housekeeping things, but I think the testimony from the COPIA labor leaders and talking to the labor leaders in my bureaus was really alarming. I know we've done pretty well in terms of healthcare benefits, but we can't point to anything that we've done that, you know, we can attribute to that. We've got some bureaus like Fire Bureau that are, you know, have excellent programs and showing great results, and other bureaus we have questions about. So I just don't want us to, you know, be a year and a half, 2 years down the road, and suddenly we're seeing all kinds of healthcare increases. So I'm willing to set it over to the fall, but ask that you work with the rest of council on coming up with some sort of package that everyone can support.
We will do that.
Other questions? Is there a sign-up sheet?
There was. No one signed up.
Is there anyone here who wishes to address this specific issue? It's an emergency. Call a vote.
But we need a motion.
Adams.
Aye.
Move it as amended.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Salzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Okay. Aye. Do we have a problem, folks?
I believe, Mr. Mayor, the council needs to move to accept the recommendations put forward to you in the things that I outlined and in the memo that we got, because that's in order to change the approved budget, to incorporate those changes.
Second. Seconded.
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Well, upon reflection. Aye.
Yes, Commissioner Leonard, may I be of service?
You'll have your time to grandstand later in the meeting.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. So now do we have to revote on the budget?
I believe so.
Okay, please call the vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Please read item 912.
Levy taxes for the city for the fiscal year beginning July 1, 2008 and ending June 30, 2009.
This does what it says it does. It levies the property taxes and allows us to send those to the counties.
My favorite part.
Do you questions?
A motion or?
No,
it's an emergency.
It's an ordinance, so okay. It would just be voted on.
Further question, did we have a sign-up sheet on this?
We did. No one signed up.
Okay, please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Happy
folks.
New Year.
Thank you.
Have a good trip.
Nice trip.
Thank you.
Just don't take Margaret with you.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. Yeah.
I've been on a job 2 weeks.
Please read item 875.
That's what you meant. We did vote on 875 yesterday. So
that was
did
you? Passed to a second reading.
Yeah, so
okay.
It's 895, 896, and 897.
Okay, please read the three together. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
895, extend term of right-of-way agreement granted to Sprint Spectrum LP to build and operate telecommunication facilities within city streets. 896, extend term of right-of-way agreement granted to AT&T Wireless Services of Oregon, Inc., to build and operate telecommunication facilities within city streets. 897, extend term of right-of-way agreement granted to VoiceStream PCSI LLC to build and operate telecommunication facilities within city streets.
Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of the council. Yesterday, the council had three questions of T-Mobile, AT&T, and Sprint regarding the placement of new wireless antennas. At present, we have heard from two of the three, T-Mobile and Sprint. The questions that were asked by them, followed by their answers, are, one, would the carrier agree to co-locate antennas on utility poles, buildings, or structures in commercial, employment, or industrial zones instead of residential zones? Answer, both T-Mobile and Sprint generally do this now and only look to residential areas as a last resort. Question number two, if the carrier must place antennas on a utility pole in a residential area, will it agree to only co-locate on poles that are on arterials? Answer, both T-Mobile and Sprint agreed, with the caveat that a pole on a local non-arterial street might be a last resort. Question number three, when a utility pole is being replaced in a residential zone, will the carrier agree to provide reasonable and adequate notice of the changes to surrounding residents? Answer, T-Mobile does this now for antennas on either utility poles or new cell towers. Sprint already provides this kind of notice for land use cases and can seriously consider providing notice now when it plans taller utility poles in anticipation of that requirement in the renewal template that we're working on. And finally, both T-Mobile and Sprint agreed that the best way to address these important aesthetic and placement issues is to complete the public process we spoke about yesterday that we are in the midst of. And to do that, they are requesting an extension of preferably 6 months. And cable office staff concurs with this assessment. And with this information, I think, you know, we would like the time to complete the policy, bring it to the council, and to provide 6 month extensions to these three carriers rather than 1 year extensions. And I would, I believe I need to make that motion because we did amend it yesterday to 3 months. Okay.
We make a motion on each one individually?
We just made one yesterday.
Okay. Motion has been made. Do I have a second?
Second.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
I'm going to vote aye, and I want to thank Commissioner Saltzman for taking the lead on these negotiations and for inviting my office into those negotiations because, frankly, it was my experience at the Arbor Lodge Neighborhood Association that opened my eyes to what I think are some potentially abusive practices. And the language in the document you've read about their intentions and the backup is something I want to address at the table. Because, frankly, after seeing this so-called replacement pole placed without adequate notice in front of a modest home in North Portland, it occurred to me and everyone else at this meeting that there's something grossly unfair about this. The unfairness is compounded by the fact that Congress, in its wisdom, has declared that we are preempted from considering a number of the really relevant issues, like the health impact on the person who is the adjacent property owner. And we apparently have no
recourse. There is no recourse to the property owner in the event there's some diminution in the value of the property by having this mammoth tower. So thank you for the invitation to participate in that process, because I think this is important. And notwithstanding the fact that there apparently is significant litigation around these issues, I welcome the chance to sit down with these companies and try to negotiate terms which are fair and reasonable. Aye.
Leonard.
Well, I remain unconvinced that we, as a city, can't regulate the placement of these along commercial corridors. I mean, I just find it unpersuasive that we don't have the right as a city to regulate what's constructed in residential areas. And so I would like to have the agreement reflect what I think is a very reasonable request, and that is that at time of placement of a tower, that they be placed in commercial corridors only, and not have it so that a resident wakes up, looks out their door, and finds a cell phone tower literally in their front yard. I remain unconvinced that that's not a reasonable request, in spite of some of what I've heard. Commissioner Saltzman and I have had a chance to talk about this morning. I think he agrees with that. And I'll be looking at the agreement that comes up in 3 months to reflect that. And if there is a lot of bluster from the cell phone companies and so on about what I consider to be a reasonable request, my vote will reflect accordingly at that time. But at this point, I'll work with Commissioner Saltzman to try to get to this reasonable compromise. I appreciate Commissioner Fish bringing this up, and I will very reluctantly, but still support this proposal. Aye.
Saltzman.
Well, we will be bringing a policy to council shortly, and I expect it to be a robust discussion, as robust as yesterday's was, at least. I do want to thank David Solos and Mary Beth Henry and Ben Walters for all the help in getting some answers in short time, and for the work you're going to be doing in the future as well. Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Now we vote on each of the three contracts.
Yes.
Okay, please read item 895.
895, extend term of right-of-way agreement granted to Sprint Spectrum LP to build and operate telecommunication facilities within city streets.
You know, I forgot to ask if we had public testimony.
I think we took it yesterday, I believe.
Did we take it yesterday?
Yeah. But we could, if anyone wants to on the amendment, we could take testimony if there's someone.
Is there anyone here who wishes to address the, which we've already voted on, by the way, the amendment? Okay. Please call the vote on 895.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
So, Mr. Mayor, I understand we're voting on 895 as amended, correct?
Correct.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read 896.
Extend term of right-of-way agreement granted to AT&T Wireless Services of Oregon, Inc. to build and operate telecommunication facilities within city streets.
Please call the vote.
Adams?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye. Please read 897.
Extend term of right-of-way agreement granted to VoiceStream PCSI, LLC, to build and operate telecommunication facilities within city streets.
Let's call a vote.
Adams.
Aye.
Fish.
Aye.
Leonard.
Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Potter.
Aye. Council is adjourned until next week. We will reconvene at 3:15 this afternoon on a work session on the Columbia River crossing.
Is that going to be in here?
Is that going to be in here?
Yes.
Yeah. It'll be back in council chair.